But anyway, the story was told, and on reference, they found that the Oakes van did pass this particular point on the day indicated. So, is the story true?
Oh, that's a great story. It's a great
Yes.
story.
Aye.
I don't suppose we'd be grudging them an egg or two if they were.
Well, and they said that
Well.
the fact that they were not speaking Arcadian or well, wouldn't have caused any interest for so many workers from Ireland and all the rest of that, that a strange accent was nothing new.
So, Oakes van supplying the enemy.
So, yes, you say, get the story in the German press and see if any turns up a similar story.
It's a great story, yeah. I'm spending a lot of that. Because that was First World War,
After
wasn't it?
war,
Yeah,
first
First
world
World War. One. Of course, World War One. Was there not an air field?
Station in
Yeah.
Stennis, yes. And well, I have various pictures of it too.
You said there's still signs at the point there.
No, it was for seaplanes in the law. And of course, if you have seaplanes, you must have boats to service them. So they built two small piers down at Netherlane. And
Next, yeah. Next, the Standing Stones Hotel.
did I touch?
I didn't realise it was actually on the. Yeah, they discovered the loch was too shallow then, so they went to Houghton. Ah, right. But
I
they
knew
did
about
have
the
a.
Houghton one, but I didn't know about the.
Yeah, it started in Stennis. They had a camp alongside the hotel, and the officers were in the hotel, I think.
But this was for something else. We were talking about wartime blockhouses, as you find. There's a sample of the air raid shelters that was built at the schools in Stennis. And from times before, this was real hard, when, before the First War, when the Orkney Volunteers drilled.
Right.
So it's
And then there were the shelters in Strumnes and Kirkwall, the lanes that were covered over.
aye.
Oh, yeah, it was the Manse Lane in Strumnes, was it?
I don't know, well, the 40 steps at the north end. I don't know what Man's Lane, but it might be in the 40 steps.
That's the one that's just past the health centre, is it?
Aye, something like that. Again, to quote Kathleen, if there were and if you were within 5 minutes of home, you could run
Hang on, at
home.
school,
At
she's meaning.
school, oh yes, for your 5 minutes. And the teacher said it was remarkable if they would get home in 5 minutes, why they couldn't get back in 5 minutes.
They replied it was uphill.
So there wasn't a lot of Anderson shelters or anything like that then, was that
No,
later?
not that many.
No. Or the Morrison ones or anything like that?
Oh yeah, well, once I only saw one of them, a doctor in Kirkwall, here at a Morrison shelter, which was more or less a heavily built table.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So these covered lanes that you're on about, how did that work?
What sandbags?
Well, planks and well, stone walls at the side. And,
Was this timed?
oh, I don't know, Kirkwall.
Yes, I think I possibly remember reading that. I'm not certain, but I suppose
Kirkwall, foreign
Kirkwall
country,
is.
we.
Yes.
This is strange. So just covered over with sandbags and.
Well, plank, stone walls and planks on the top and sandbags, and you see. And did you ever hear the story this was told too, that of course the army came here, Grenfell and so on like that, but then things settled down and the army headquarters in Stromness was in the hotel, and anything settled down, fill in time with officers, including the general. I think they were playing poker, or playing cards anyway, when the phone rang. And some of them answered, a bit harder, the usual, when you end our conversation. And he laid down the phone, and he came back and picked this in and carried on. And somebody says, who's that on the phone? Oh, he says, some BF in the War Office, Cromwell, Cromwell, Cromwell. And the game continued. And the general suddenly thought, and he went to the safe and took out the code book, and there was Cromwell, invasion imminent.
I find that. Christmas.
So did this man that took the phone call. He started the Orkney Television Enterprise, and he told them as well the story. I think it was him that had answered the phone. I've never given you any story but the story. Innovation, I mean.
So that was the army headquarters in the Stromness Hotel?
Stromness Hotel. Near the headquarters was the Kirkwall Hotel, yeah.
Stromness, when they tried to just use half the hotel and let the half keep running. Wasn't there some story that they found the spies staying in it?
Yes.
They had realised that wouldn't work.
Goodness sake.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mum had a wonderful time during the war. She's young enough not to be worried by it. And that story of the officer, was it that worked? Thought security was lax, so walked the length of the street in a German uniform and wasn't challenged once.
Yes.
Much to his fury.
Yes.
But I suppose they must have thought it was reasonably impregnable or difficult to get to.